When building side projects, the question arises of where to host these side projects. The obvious option is to use cloud services such as AWS or Google Cloud or Azure. However, this raises the question whether we have better options. Let's open our mind. Do we have better options specifically to small businesses or personal projects that would both be more cost efficient, focus on specific problems to solve for us, and be stable enough such that we can trust them and also grow with them? So when we create a personal project or even a small company, the set of problems that we need to solve is usually capped. I mean, basically, we would just need a VPC and then install it all there or an EC2 instance. But then things become complex and now we need to store data. So now you either need to store it on a database or on buckets for file storages. And then you need to do user management, log in, log out of users, store the users, maybe in another database. We need also to host our code somewhere, the actual code. Then all the operational services, such as the logging of our system, the monitoring. And then we have some additional layers, such as Kafka, Redis, and caching. And then the question is whether we should, let's just go with AWS, build it all there, and move on with this. Or if we can get away, what do I mean by to get away? I mean, zero, full free plan that will keep our side projects ongoing. Without the need to pay, because when we do side projects, usually we have one, then we have another one, and we might abandon some ones. But when you abandon a side project, you don't want to keep really paying for it. It would reduce your motivation to keep building things. You want them to be free. And if one of them becomes successful, then yes, let's start paying. If we have 10,000 users, of course, we want to start paying for services. And when we have 100,000 users, we can migrate to the official services such as AWS, etc. But for minimal side projects, just go with the easiest thing to build. So in this episode, I have about 2 minutes left. I will focus on the services that we can use for with the free tier, with a good free tier. So let's go with them. Basically, the projects are this. For database, we're going to use PlanetScale. For user management, what do you mean by user management? Automatic login, verification of emails, we are going to use Clerk. For hosting of the code, we are going to use Vercel. We can host them also H functions. For logging and monitoring, maintenance of our service, we are going to use Axiom. And for additional services, we can use Kaf for Kafka and Redis, we can use Upstash. So all these projects are stable. Used by really a lot of people. They have gracious free plans that we can use, and they work great. They are really state-of-the-art projects, and they have good free tiers. The free tiers of these projects can allow you to host thousands of users. They can allow you to store billions of records and give you, let's say, 10 gigabyte, 20 gigabyte of storage. But if you really need an extra storage, then you can use just store file in S3, which is cheap. So this is it. For database, we're going to use PlanetScale. And PlanetScale is a serverless database platform built on top of powerful and scalable Vitess technology. It's an excellent choice for side projects because it allows us to focus on writing code rather than managing the infrastructure. PlanetScale is fully managed We don't have to worry about scaling backups of security, and it has a good free tier. Clerk is an authentication, which is a crucial part of our web application. Clerk is a user authentication platform that simplifies this process. Clerks provide us with easy-to-use API and SDK, saving us the time and effort for building our authentication system from scratch. Vercel is a deployment and hosting platform tailored for front-end projects with its zero-config deployments and serverless functions. Vercel makes it a breeze to deploy and scale our side projects. Additionally, it integrates with popular frameworks like Next.js, React, and Vue.js. Axio. As a developer, we know the importance of logging and monitoring our application. Axiom is a log management and analytics platform that helps us analyze the logs and identify issues in our application quickly. It's a cost-effective solution compared to AWS services like CloudWatch. Upstash. When it comes to serverless database, Upstash is an excellent alternative to AWS DynamoDB. It's built out of Redis and offering low latency data access and easy scaling. Upstash is fully managed serverless database service, which means we can focus on our code without worrying about the underlying infrastructure. So while AWS is a popular choice for side projects, it can be overwhelming and expensive, especially for small projects. By using the alternatives like PlanetScale, Clerk, Vercel, Axiom, and Upstash, we can simplify our development process and focus on writing the code and still enjoy the scalability and performance benefits similar to AWS. We should give this tool a try for our next side projects, and we might just find ourselves with a new go-to tech stack.